Signs of abnormal breathing. Breathing should be a function that happens without us even being aware of it. Any awareness of pain or discomfort is a sign that something is wrong. Abnormality in breathing might be indicated by rapid or deep breathing, might indicate anxiety, hyperventilation. Breathing that is shallow can be the result of certain medications, hyperventilation. Chest not moving well with respiration, sometimes seen in asthma. Struggling for breath. This can be an indication of long-term lung disease or sudden-onset lung or heart problems. Breathing through the mouth could indicate that the nose is blocked. Pain breathing in or out. Possible causes might be a chest infection, a cracked rib, or a tumor in the lung. Noisy breathing. A wheezing sound or a crackle might indicate a problem in the lungs. Delayed breathing. More common with older people, but can also indicate a problem with the brain or with the heart. Other considerations when doing respiratory checks. Skin color. This is important as their skin color and hue indicates how well their lungs are working. Cyanosis. When someone is not getting enough oxygen, a bluish tinge might be seen on their skin, around the lips, and in nail beds, which can become gray or blue. It can also be seen in the lining of the mouth. People with darker skin may exhibit a grayish tinge to the lips and nail beds. Long-standing lung conditions. For people who have existing lung conditions, a slightly different hue to the skin might be normal for them, but an eagle eye should be kept on any sign that the situation is worsening. How to record respirations. Follow the guidance of your institution for recording respiration, as some places prefer to use electronic devices for this. Make sure that you know how to record respiration, and always enter it in the patient's observation chart. Record your findings correctly and clearly, so that anyone can understand what you have written. Make sure you report any abnormal findings immediately to a senior colleague. If you are at all unsure, check procedures and practices or ask a senior colleague for advice.